Welcome back to the Tierra Talk Show's New Groove segment, in which we invite past guests of our show to discuss the latest and greatest with their upcoming projects for film, TV, and more. I'd like to welcome back voiceover artist Debbie Derryberry to the show. Welcome, Debbie.
Thank you, Tierra. How are you?
Wonderful. And last time we spoke was all about Carousel of Progress, and you did mention and hint at a book that you were writing, and it's now going to make its debut soon, correct? It's called VoiceOver 101, How to Succeed as a Voice Actor.
Exactly, and it has come out this week. It is live.
That's so exciting. So listeners, if they are interested, I get a lot of emails from tons of people who ask, how do I start my career in the voiceover business? You know far more than I do because you are in the business and very, very successful. What inspired you to actually go ahead and write this down? Because I'm sure you get the question all the time, how do I start in the voiceover business?
I do get it pretty much every day, more than once a day, all the time. People want to know, how do I get into voiceover and how do I succeed at it? And there's no roadmap, you know, like being a mom. There's no instruction manual. And my book, I've written down everything that I think is has been helpful to me for the last 25, 30 years that I've been in the business. And I've broken it down into categories and that'll help people start from ground zero. Because, it's an acting job. So it always helps if you're an actor, but many people want to enter the business having had no acting training, and it's going to be more challenging. But there are tricks and places to go and certain ways of doing it that I think I can communicate to people. So what I've done, Tiara, is I've actually made videos, and I've put these videos in a QR code in the book, so that if you have a Kindle, you can just click right to the videos that give you, instead of me, I tell you about it, but also I show you how. And then in the book, you just get your QR reader and you can click right on the code and go straight to the videos. So I think, as opposed to other books, I think I might be the first voiceover book of its kind doing this. I don't know of any voiceover books that are doing that. And I've simplified everything so that if you don't know what looping is, I go straight to the beginnings. If you don't know what terms are, like a hitch or a pause or going up or going down, I explain exactly what that all is. It was a lot of hard work to put it all into a organized format, but I've broken down each category into the best way of getting into it, what are the challenges, and it's, boy, I didn't realize how much I had to say until I got started with it. And I had a co-writer, Jennifer Tressen, who, because I'm, you know, the actor voice artist, not necessarily the writer. And it took me so many times through it to have other people look at it who weren't actors and go, wait a minute, Debbie, what do you mean by this? I've never heard that word before. And to me, it's, you know, part of my vernacular. It's what I say every day, but I realize not everybody's a voice artist. So how is anybody supposed to know what everything is? But now it's all included in the book. And I'm very, very excited. It's interesting to see it finally come to full fruition, because it's taken a while.
And listeners, I want to encourage you to go ahead and buy your copy. You can get a Kindle copy or a paperback copy. And you can also find the book on Amazon.
If anybody needs their book autographed, they can go email me directly at info@debbiederryberry.com. Or they can order it and send it to my P.O. box, and I'll sign it and send it back. But easiest way is to just email me directly at info@debbiederryberry.com, and I'll tell you where to send the PayPal payment and sign it and get it back to you.
Thank you again for coming on the show to talk about the book. I want to make sure I don't forget not to mention, are there any films or TV projects that you'd also like to mention or for us to keep an eye out?
I do. I want to mention a Netflix show called F is for Family, and I play the voice of Maureen and a couple of the neighborhood kids. I play the 10-year-old Maureen, and then there's a little boy down the street who's in the diaper, and his name's Kenny, and then I play another kid down the street. Oh, he has braces, and his name is Philip. And then I also have Glitter Force on Netflix, which is an anime show, and I play Candy. And I'm just so thrilled to be able to share this book with everybody, and I'm in the voiceover business, so I'm giving you the viewpoint from somebody that works it day in and day out and has seen the changes over the years and can really keep you up to date on what is expected of you today.